Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Christians across the globe are celebrating Easter Sunday, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. The day, also known as Resurrection Sunday, holds deep significance for Christians as it symbolizes victory over sin and death and the promise of hope, renewal, and eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ following his crucifixion on Good Friday. Nagaland is also joining the rest of the world with churches to hold special prayer services, sunrise gatherings, and Thanksgiving programs. Meanwhile, believers irrespective of denomination converged at local ground Kohima for the sunrise service under the aegis of Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party Leader Y. Patton has wished a blessed Easter to the people of the state. He said, "On this holy day, we proclaim the victory of life over death and the boundless mercy of God revealed through the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ." He said that the resurrection of Christ renews our faith, strengthens our hope, and calls us to walk in love and righteousness. Mr. Patton hoped that the light of Christ guide our paths, fill our hearts with peace, and lead us to serve one another with humility and grace. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Kerala in the Middle East, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu. वहाँ की सरकारों से हम लगातार बात कर रहे हैं। मैं आप सभी परिजनों को आश्वस्त करता हूँ, आपके परिवारजन भले ही आपसे दूर हो, लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है। भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है।
Addressing a public meeting in Thiruvalla yesterday, Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. Prime Minister assured that Lok Sabha seats will not be reduced for southern states that have effectively controlled population growth, and the overall number of seats will be increased to benefit all states across the country.
लोग झूठ फैला रहे हैं कि जनसंख्या कम हो रही है तो सीटें कम हो जाएगी। हम इस बार पार्लियामेंट में पक्का करना चाहते हैं कि केरल हो, तमिलनाडु हो, कर्नाटक हो, आंध्र हो, गोवा हो, तेलंगाना हो, कहीं पर भी लोकसभा की सीटें कम न हो, इसका थप्पा लगाने के लिए हम कानून संशोधन के लिए सत्र बुला रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said women's empowerment is a priority for the NDA and the women will have benefited the most from its policies. He also criticized the LDF and UDF, alleging that both fronts have long neglected the state, and said that under his government, Kerala has received 5 times more funds compared to the previous period. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has announced the introduction of 12 more local languages in Class 9 from the academic year 2026. In a notification issued by NBSE, all heads of institutions registered under the board were informed that the move follows administrative approval from the Department of School Education, Nagaland. We have a report.
As per the NBSE notification, 12 additional local languages to be introduced alongside the existing languages Ao, Lotha, Sitsa, and Teni De are Chokri, Chang, Kujale, Keja, Konya, Kuki, Rengma, Zongwen, Rengma, Teni, Pom, Pochuri, Sangtam, Yimkyung, and Zeme. Implementation will be carried out in a phased manner, while detailed syllabus and other relevant information will be made available on the official NBSE portal in due course. Onnalu Akashwani News, Kohima.
The NBSE said that prescribed textbooks for each language will be titled A Comprehensive Course in Language for Class 9 and will be published by the respective literature boards. And the Dimapur District Administration has informed the public that the Deputy Commissioner's Office Dimapur will remain closed for all official work from tomorrow till April 9th. Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Tino Jongshi Chang, said the closure has been necessitated to facilitate the smooth relocation of the office to the Survey Training Institute, STI, Purana Bazar, Dimapur. He stated that during this period, all routine office functions and public dealings will remain suspended except for emergency services. The DC has requested the public to take note of the temporary closure and extend full cooperation. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.